The SPLM party resolved to form three committees to scrutinize the IGAD proposals. The 74 pages proposed compromise agreement is seen by the mediators, IGAD, as an agreement that could end the conflict in South Sudan. The proposed deal highlights five key areas such as transitional government of national unity, permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangements, humanitarian assistance and reconstructions, resource, economic and finance management arrangements, and transitional justice, accountability, reconciliation and healing. Speaking after the meeting, Minister of Information Michael Makwey said the committees have up to Friday to complete their task and present it to the plenary.
The SPLM expanded meeting set this morning to deliberate and discuss the draft proposed agreement, and after lengthy deliberation, it is decided that instead of us going on like that, decided that three committees should be set up to look into the issues and thereafter report to the plenary again on Friday the 31st at 10 a.m. The three committees are Committee on Governance, and this Committee on Governance will be looking into the chapters that are concerning the governance. The other committee is the Economic Committee, and it will be looking into chapters that concern the economic issues, humanitarian affairs, and so forth. And the last committee, which is the third committee, will comprise of issues to do with the security and the permanent ceasefire arrangements. This is how the meeting came up with the way forward, and the committees will start their work as of today, and they are expected to continue so that by Friday at 10 a.m. they report to the plenary, after which the plenary will now discuss the issues and come up with the final recommendations on all these issues.
The mediators are proposing a power-sharing formula which gives 16 ministers to the government of South Sudan and 10 ministers to SPLA in opposition and 2 ministerial positions to other political parties and former detainees respectively. Another outstanding issue is on security, where the IGAD proposed for establishment of a neutral transitional security unit comprising Africa Union, IGAD or UN mission that shall maintain its presence in Juba and other areas agreed by the parties during the transitional period. Among other issues, the warring parties are expected to return to Addis Ababa on 5th of August to deliberate on the proposal and sign the final peace agreement on 17th August. U.S. President Barack Obama, while addressing Africa leaders on Tuesday in Ethiopia, called on President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar to sign agreement on 17th August. I'm Luak Nelson, Radio Miraya.